This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. A multi-state landlord had their best year yet during the pandemic. While protections existed in many places to keep renters from being evicted with the rise of COVID-19, many still didn't know their rights. Monarch Investment Group, one of the fastest-growing landlords in the United States, has thousands of apartment units in Illinois, including the central part of the state, as well as Chicago and the St. Louis area. And they have more than 69,000 units across the country. Despite the eviction moratorium, their rents continue to rise, along with eviction filings against tenants. We're joined now by someone who recently reported on the company for Bloomberg. Kristen Capps is a writer for the publications City Lab in Washington, D.C., focused on housing, architecture, and the built environment. His article, co-written with Sarah Holder, is titled Wolf of Main Street. Kristen, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
If you're a renter, whether with Monarch or any other landlord, we want to know what's happened to your rents in the last couple of years. Did the pandemic affect your housing situation? You can join the conversation at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or tweet us at 21st Show, at 21st Show. So, Kristen, the company has a lot of properties in the Midwest. Where is it based?
Monarch Investment and Management Group. It's based in Franktown, Colorado. That's where, you know, the owner, Bob Nichols, of this privately held company started buying small apartment buildings. It has since spread to more than 20 states.
So, talk a little bit more about where their properties are. 69,000 units. That's a lot of apartments.
It's a lot. It makes it one of, you know, the top 10 apartment owners by, you know, size, according to an industry group. It operates, unlike a lot of other large landlords, it operates, you know, exclusively away from the coasts. It tends to operate in Midwestern states, and specifically in states with more conservative governments.
Oh, interesting. So I guess that was my next question, is if they have a strategy for where they're buying their properties, but you partly answered that. Talk a little bit more about, you know, choosing those states in particular.
This is something we learned, Sarah and I, as reporters, by, you know, looking closely at what the company tells investors. And the owner of Monarch, Bob Nichols, told investors in a September 2021 meeting that the company felt stymied by state eviction orders, that it was looking to invest in states that made evictions easier as a policy issue. It considered, you know, Minnesota at one point to be its best market, but because of the state's in eviction order, it considered Minnesota to be its worst market. So those are the kinds of concerns that guide Monarch's strategy for acquiring apartment properties.
Okay, well, you mentioned that meeting with Bob Nichols, who owns Monarch Investment Group, and we have a clip from that. This is, again, a videotape meeting, and he said he told investors it was an unprecedented opportunity for landlords to, quote, pop the clutch because people were going to go back to work and the moratoriums were ending. Any of our listeners who don't know how to drive stick, you can ask somebody who does what pop the clutch means. But let's take a listen to what he had to say.
We have an unprecedented opportunity, at least in my working lifetime, to really press rents. Press rents on renewals because the country is highly occupied. We're 97.5%. And so where are people going to go? They can't go anywhere. They want to be in apartments, or they have to be in apartments. And we have a tremendous opportunity to press both on renewing leases for existing residents and to reset market rates, which we've reset numerous times even this year.
Reset market rates. What does that mean when he talks about that? I mean, this is just raising rent, right?
Yeah, this is a question that's been of great concern really since the start of the pandemic. You saw in some of the bigger cities, New York, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., places with really hot housing markets, you saw rents really crater. And landlords, or, you know, especially big apartment building owners, were offering all these concessions, like get a month free, get 2 months free, sign on. But that has reversed. Those days are over and those concessions are disappearing, which means rents are, you know, spiking. But in places where Monarch operates, these are the kind of smaller, poorer suburbs of Midwestern towns, you know, those rents never went down because there aren't other options for a lot of those renters. So what Bob Nichols is saying is that they have this unprecedented opportunity to reset the floor, to just move the base rents up for everyone. So whether you're showing a vacant apartment or you're, you know, re-signing a lease, he's saying that people don't have options, so they can just raise the rent as far as it can go.
I mean, this company has been growing rapidly in the last few years. How much of that do you think is attributable to the pandemic?
I think this company in particular goes back a little further to the Great Recession. That in the foreclosure crisis, that's when the company started to aggressively acquire apartment buildings in places where there was a lot of distress. It might be too early to tell whether the pandemic is going to continue to fuel that growth, but certainly eviction policies are high on the mind of the owners, investors of this company.
All right, let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Kristen Capps, who writes for Bloomberg's CityLab publication, which focuses on housing, architecture, and the built environment. We're talking about Monarch Investment Group and a story about that that he wrote with Sarah Holder called Wolf of Main Street, basically looking at this fairly massive company that owns 69,000 rental units across the country, including many here in central Illinois, as well as Chicago and the St. Louis area. And despite the eviction moratorium, this reporting found that there were still evictions and their rents continued to rise during the pandemic. So how about that? How did the company, and I should add, sorry, if you are a renter, we'd love to hear from you and what your experience has been in the pandemic at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So how did this company use eviction filings as a strategy to raise rents?
So we focused on the company's apartments in Missouri, mainly because Missouri eviction records are easier to access than in many states. There's no way to track evictions nationally, so it's impossible for us as reporters to say how many people this company evicted. But we could look at its apartment buildings in suburban St. Louis and in suburban Kansas City, where it has a lot of units. And in both of those places, Monarch emerged as, you know, a company that was a top evictor in those cities. It had, you know, apartment buildings where during the eviction moratorium period, you know, they filed hundreds, more than 1,000 of evictions against tenants. While the moratorium was in place, you know, a sheriff wouldn't execute those eviction writs. But by, you know, speaking with tenants, speaking with lawyers for Monarch, they used very aggressive tactics to push out tenants anyway, despite the eviction moratorium.
What do you mean by aggressive tactics? What does that take the form of as a lived experience of somebody in one of these properties?
What tenants told us is that the company neglected repairs, papered their doors with kind of scary notices that do not comply with local law, and, you know, told them that they would not honor the eviction moratorium. Don't even bring it up. Don't bring up a CDC order because we're just not going to honor it.
your reporting, for the reasons you mentioned, focused on Missouri and Kansas City. But I wonder, did the company say anything about Illinois or what, you know, Illinois' status was in terms of how this company operated?
You know, unfortunately, we were, I mean, we had to focus on a specific place to get a kind of snapshot of this company's activity. In many places, the eviction data are just completely obscure or veiled to us. So we weren't able to report on, you know, their overall total activity. One thing that Bob Nichols did say is that Illinois had been an excellent market for this company, but because of eviction orders, it was a less desirable place for the company to operate.
You mean because of the protections against, I guess, if you want to call it that, right, from the tenant perspective, preventing evictions? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. The owner, Bob Nichols, said that the federal eviction moratorium was more of a nuisance than anything, but state eviction orders had more teeth. And so when, you know, with Illinois' eviction order in place, that made the state a less desirable place for Monarch to operate, because it wants the company uses eviction filings to conduct business.
What did you hear from Monarch itself about these evictions, and particularly, you know, these residents who said, you know, were describing, as you said, these aggressive tactics, papering their door with scary notices that may not have complied with the law?
Well, the company responded to by email, you know, a couple of times in our reporting process to say that they use evictions the same way that every other owner does. They said that they had a nonprofit fund that they maintain for tenants that would pay money, you know, directly to Monarch on their path. The lawyers told a pretty different story. One lawyer we spoke with named Matthew Chase, who files evictions for Monarch and other landlords in the St. Louis area, described tenants in very, very negative terms and used a great deal of profanity to discuss their situation.
Mm. You know, I got to say, I have not personally been a renter in about 15 years since my bachelor days. I was surprised about this giant company. Is this a trend or something new-ish, these multi-state landlords? I had thought that, you know, being a landlord, in my head, it was chiefly a local business. Is that changing? Did it already change?
Yeah, since the Great Recession, really, corporate entities have become more interested in housing and in rental housing specifically. You see a number of companies that have come up that are buying single family homes, the kind of starter homes that a lot of people purchase as their first, you know, major investment, which is a restriction on the housing supply, one of many. Many companies now operate that run, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of apartment units by this point. But one thing that really distinguishes Monarch is that it operates older buildings from the 1970s. So kind of low slung garden style apartments kind of out on the outer edges of, you know, on the inner ring suburbs of towns. And it operates exclusively really in the Midwest, where evictions are faster, they're cheaper. There are generally fewer tenant protections.
Interesting. All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. I want to thank Kristen Capps, who's a writer with Bloomberg's City Lab. Kristen, thank you so much for being with us to share your reporting today on the 21st Show.
Thank you for having me.
The piece again is called Wolf of Main Street. We'll have a link to it on our website, 21stshow.org. I'm also happy to put in a plug for Bloomberg City Lab. They have a great newsletter, interesting read. And that is it. That is all the time we have for our show today. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey, Aiden Choate, and Erica Scalise, who's also our engagement producer. Our interns are Owen Henderson, Zainab Qureshi, and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.